11 at night, 1 hour after Gordy Weber's murder, as the routine police investigation continues. This routine is efficient, impersonal, carried out with machine-like precision. But no matter how scientific and impersonal, the officers who conduct this investigation are not machines. They're men. And these men have all the instincts and emotions of other men. For example, if Lieutenant Halverson cared only for the record, he'd be satisfied with his investigation. Because, apparently, he has an iron-bound case against Gordon Weber's killer. But in spite of the evidence his work has brought to light, Halverson is troubled. And now, in the murder apartment.
Hey, Lieutenant, it's the district attorney's office.
Tell him we got it wrapped up. Now, wait a minute. Tell him we're still working.
Still working, Lieutenant?
Yeah, Miss Street. Mason, I'd like a word with you.
All right.
Step outside in the hall with us, Miss Street.
Well, I've seen it before, but the police are always impressive when they work against someone.
Oh, we do the job. But we should. We've had enough practice. I got the door. Now, this is off the record, Mason.
Okay.
I gave you and Beekman straight goods. Beekman's fingerprints are on the knife that killed Weber. We found Beekman alone with Weber's body only a few minutes after the murder. We know Weber and Beekman are old enemies. Now, that's a nice case. It's got everything but a ribbon tied around it. But I don't like it.
Well, what don't you like, Albus?
Two things. First, you tell me that Beekman testified in the Walter Bott case when he didn't have to. And because he testified, he went to prison.
That is true.
That doesn't sound like a killer. But this I don't like even more. Beekman doesn't sound like a killer. Mason, I hit him over the head with the stuff I got against him, the fingerprints and his motive and his opportunity, but it doesn't faze him. He stands there solid as a rock, looks me square in the eye and says he didn't do it. But those fingerprints are looking at me, too. I can't forget the fingerprints and all the rest, but Mason, I can't forget Beekman either. Now, the evidence tells me that Beekman's lying. But he's got a look that says he's giving it to me straight, that he didn't kill Weber. I don't know. I know this. If Beekman's innocent, he knows more than he's saying. Now, if that's the way it is, Beekman is playing tag with a buzzsaw. He's got to talk now, if he's got anything to say. Now, this is off the record, you understand.
Oh.
Now, Beekman hasn't got the right to see his lawyer alone until after he's formally charged. The DA would raise Cain if I let you talk to him. So, I'm not going to let you talk to him. But, when we step back inside, I'm going to the telephone and report to the DA's office. I can't watch you all the time. And if you happen to step into the room with Beekman, I won't see you. If you do speak to him, it's without my knowledge or consent. Yeah?
Yes, I understand. Thank you, Allison.
Don't thank me. I'm not doing anything. I'll be with you in a minute, Mason. I've got to make a phone call. All right, Delo.
Mr. Mason.
Look, Ed, you only have a moment. You know what you're up against. Halverson did not lie to you.
I know he didn't, Mr. Mason, but I didn't kill Gordy.
How did your fingerprints get on the knife? Look, Ed, we believe you, but...
I didn't kill him, Mr. Mason. That's all I can say.
Can't you talk to me?
I can't say any more, Mr. Mason, not even to you.
Look, Ed, where did you see Kate?
Kate.
You learned that Kate was on her way to Weber's apartment. You followed her.
I never saw her. I just got here before she did. I never saw Kate.
You're wrong, Ed.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
I'm not going to say another word, Mr. Mason, except I didn't kill Gordy.
Ed, look, there's something you've forgotten.
What are you doing in here, Miss? Been talking to Beekman?
Yes, to him.
Well, that really burns me up, Mason. You weren't supposed to come in here. But since you did, you do any good?
Ed says he didn't kill Weber.
And that's all. Beekman, I leaned over backwards to give you every break. I hope you know what you're doing. Let's go.
Taking him in?
District Attorney App wants him immediately. If you couldn't have him.
Let's go. Just a minute. Mason, will you see Audrey, please? I know she's worried.
I'm sorry, Beekman. Your parole officer wants to question her before she learns what happened.
Lieutenant!
That's
the way it is. Mason, I can either hold you here until Mrs. Leakin is questioned, or you can give me your word that you won't tip her off. Is that a deal? All right. Let's go.
Mr. Mason.
Yes, sir.
I'm ready to go.
I'll put him in the squad car and then sign off with you, Mason.
Hello. Yeah, the telephone extension in case. Nobody on the line. I'm going to phone the Beekman apartment. Say that you're a friend of Kate's and you want to speak to her.
Oh, won't Audrey recognize me?
She is probably so worried by now that she won't. Hold the phone away from your mouth and try to change your voice.
Okay.
Here, the number's ringing.
Mrs. Beekman? This is Lorraine. Can I speak to Kate? Oh, no, ma'am. I wanted to borrow a dress pattern. Thank you. Kate isn't home yet.
All right, now look. Phone Paul Drake. Tell him to comb the neighborhood. Make every effort to find Kate. Meanwhile, I'll stall Halverson until you've spoken to Paul.
Harry, you think...
Ed Beekman is covering for somebody. Have you got a better candidate? As you know, Perry Mason suspects the truth. Ed Beekman is trying to protect Kate. But meanwhile, only a few blocks from the Beekman home, Ed Beekman's daughter rides beside Gus Jansen, the man who did kill Gordy, and who now, even as he poses as Kate's friend, schemes to betray the unsuspecting girl and smear her with his own crime. Now...
Gus, won't you take me a few blocks further? Oh, of course, I'm sorry if you were seen with me.
Kate, do I have to tell you I'm your friend?
Oh, you've been so sweet, Gus. I don't know what I'd have done if it hadn't been for you.
It always turned to me, Katie. Oh, I stopped here because there's something I want to say. It isn't too late to turn back and tell the police you were in Gordy's apartment.
I can't hurt my father and mother, Gus.
And what you think of yourself, Kate? If you don't tell the police and they learn you were there, it'll look worse, much worse.
I thought you understood, Gus. I can't really help the police.
But I'm thinking of you, dear.
I have to think of Pa and Ma.
Katie, you mean a lot to me. More all the time. I have to tell you how it'll look to the police if they learn you were there. You'd come under suspicion.
Well, I'll just take my chance. And really, I don't think anyone saw me, so... Who would tell the police? No one knows but you, Gus. Will you tell them?
Don't even say it in a joke, Kate.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm grateful to you, but... Well, I've got to keep smiling, because when I see Pa and Ma...
Are they at home?
Yes. Oh, I told them I was going to see a girlfriend and come straight back.
I wonder where you were.
I have to think of something. I'll say I went to a movie.
Just any movie? What if they ask you about it?
Well, I... Then I'll say I've been to one I've already seen.
Which one?
Well, I... Oh, golly, I haven't been to a movie in a long time. Oh, I'm not a very good liar.
You'll have to use your head now, Katie. This is one time you'll have to make a lie stand up, which is only right, of course. A little lie is nothing compared to protecting your mom and dad.
No. Only I wish I didn't have to lie.
Since you do. Unless you tell the police.
I can't.
You've got to be on solid ground.
My folks won't try to pin me down.
Someone else might. You could have been seen. Someone might have gotten a glimpse of you, so you need a... What is it called?
Oh, an alibi.
Yes, I think so. A picture show is a good excuse, but since you haven't been to one...
Could I go now?
Now?
Well, it's late, but I could go to a late movie.
And phone your parents first? Tell them not to worry. You and your girlfriend are going to a late show.
Why, yes. If you think I should.
It's for you to decide. Well.
Yes, I'd better see a movie. Gus, can you go with me?
There's nothing I'd rather do, Katie, but Gordy's death means complications at the club. I really should. But I'll go with you.
No, Gus, I can't let you. You've done more than enough.
Well, if you don't mind too much.
I'll be all right.
That's my brave girl. Now, don't get out. The least I can do is drive you to the theater.
Any particular show you want to see?
You know there'll be exciting and dramatic developments in the immediate future. So you'll join us tomorrow, won't you?